Ghost.
Receive the Holy Ghost evidenced by speaking in other tongues.
Y dos que recibieron el Espíritu con hablando en lenguas.
We're thankful that Anna Grace received the Holy Ghost tonight in the prayer service.
Agradecido que Anna Grace recibió el Espíritu.
We're believing that God is going to continue to do a work in this house tonight.
Estamos creyendo que Dios va a seguir haciendo una obra aquí.
If you would like to give,
si tú quisieras dar,
Bishop Sutton has already mentioned,
el obispo ya lo mencionó,
you can give on the app,
puedes dar en la aplicación,
and designate building fund,
y decir, para la ofrenda, para el edificio.
If you would like to contribute month to month,
si quieres contribuir mes con mes,
you're filling out that paper envelope,
cuando estás llenando ese papel,
just put building fund beside it,
nomás pon para el edificio a un lado,
and as a part of this revival initiative,
y como parte de este avivamiento,
we're going to do everything that we can to pay this building off.
Vamos a hacer todo lo que posible para pagar este edificio.
So that we can point toward the city of Birmingham,
para que apuntemos a la ciudad de Birmingham,
and do everything to have the most bodacious revival that we possibly can.
Digamos todo para tener el avivamiento más grande.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, somebody give him a hand clap of praise for what you know is coming.
Alguien aplaude sus manos por lo que saben lo que viene.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Before the evangelist comes to the pulpit,
antes que venga el evangelista,
I want to take just a moment to acknowledge the Nelson family.
Quiero reconocer la familia Nelson.
Brother Nelson, if you could just step out of your pew.
Hermano Nelson, si puede salir de tu banca.
We are so thankful that they have been with us for the last few months.
Estamos agradecidos que han estado con nosotros los últimos meses.
We're so thankful for the miraculous power that God has been exercising in his life.
Por el poder milagroso que él ha estado moviéndose en su vida.
And it is with a little bit of sadness tonight that we say that they will be moving back home.
Es con un poco de tristeza que van a mover.
His son received a job offer there, and they're going to be able to move closer to their family.
Su hijo recibió una oferta de trabajo.
But we just want to take a moment and acknowledge them and say we have been so honored to have them with us.
Pero queremos tomar un momento y decirle nos dio mucho gusto tenerte aquí.
And we will be praying for them and with them that God continue to anoint them.
Y vamos a estar orando con ellos para que Dios los unge.
And they're going to be moving. They're going to be loading a truck on Thursday. Is that correct?
Se van a mover con una camioneta el jueves.
And if we had a couple of men around, young men around the church that could help them this week,
si tenemos unos jóvenes que pueden ayudarlos,
they're going to need some help loading that truck on Thursday.
Van a necesitar ayuda el jueves.
And sir, Brother Nelson, if you would hang around for a little bit after service, and if there's a young man or two that would like to volunteer, they would love the help.
Hermano Nelson, si te esperas, praise God.
We love you. God bless you. We are so excited tonight to have the Dunn family with us.
Estamos bien emocionados tener la familia Dunn con nosotros.
We heard an incredible word today in the service.
Una palabra increíble en el servicio.
And we are looking forward to what God would tell us tonight.
Y estamos esperando lo que Dios
Brother
nos va
Dunn,
a decir.
Come and preach to us. As he comes, why don't you just lift up your hands?
Mientras venga, extiendan sus manos.
And pray for his family. Pray the anointing of God. Brother Dunn, come and preach to us.
Y oren por su familia.
Come on, let's love the Lord in this place right now.
Vamos a amar al Señor en esta casa.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know the maturation that is here at this church.
Yo sé que la madurez que está aquí.
That you don't just lean on the music.
Que no nomás te recargas en la música.
I know more than that.
Yo sé más que eso.
But I just wonder.
Pero me pregunto.
If just for a moment.
Si por un momento.
If we could all just entertain the presence of the Lord without any music, without any singing,
si todos
without any pushing or priming.
Entretener la presencia de Dios sin empujar, sin música.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Ooh. It's undeniable that the presence of the Lord is in this house.
No se puede negar que la presencia está aquí.
I just want to tell you, we're about to have a visitation of God's presence in this room.
Te quiero decir, Dios nos va a visitar ahorita.
He's already been moving. People have been filled with the Holy Ghost.
Ya se ha estado moviendo, la gente se está lleno con el Espíritu.
But I believe there's a special thing that's about to take place tonight.
Pero yo creo que hay algo especial que va a pasar esta noche.
Judges chapter 6.
Jueces capítulo 6.
Give honor to your bishop.
Doy honor al obispo.
Visionary man of God, sensitive to the Holy Ghost.
Un hombre con visión que es sensitivo al Espíritu.
Give honor to him and his wife tonight.
Doy honor a él y a su familia.
Give honor to Pastor and Sister Collins tonight.
Doy honor al pastor y a Collins.
Their entire family.
Toda su familia.
Give honor to their children tonight.
Doy honor a sus hijos.
You know that's a whole package.
Sabes que todo el paquete.
I just want to tell this church.
Le quiero decir a esta iglesia.
I just want you to remember to pray.
Quiero que se acuerden que oren.
For the pastor's kids.
Por los hijos del pastor.
We were at the Peak Conference this week.
Estamos en la conferencia esta semana.
And I could feel who were the pastor's children.
Y podía sentir quién eran los hijos del pastor.
Just based off of some of the weight that I felt.
Por el peso que yo sentía.
Everybody doesn't parent their kids the same when they're a pastor.
Todos no son, tienen los mismos padres.
Some raise them up in the love and admonition of the Lord.
Algunos los crecen en, con el temor de Dios.
And some are forgotten.
Y algunos son olvidados.
Got really quiet here for just a moment.
Se puso muy, muy callado.
And I don't think that's an indicator that something is wrong.
Y no creo que es una indicación que algo está malo.
I don't want to put the pastor's kids on the carpet right now.
No quiero poner el enfoque en los hijos del pastor.
But I want to remind the church.
Pero quiero acordar a la iglesia.
That ministry children go through a lot.
Que los hijos que están en el ministerio pasan por mucho.
And there needs to be a church that remembers to pray for pastors' kids.
Y tiene que haber una iglesia que ora por los hijos del pastor.
I wish I can just say that everywhere that I go.
Yo quisiera decir eso en todos lados.
Pray for the pastor's kids.
Oran por los hijos del pastor.
Because in the middle of revival, if the devil can't get to the pastor,
porque en medio de avivamiento si no puede tocar al pastor,
he's going to try his best to get to the kids.
Va a tratar su mejor de tocar a los hijos.
But the devil is a liar.
Pero el diablo es mentiroso.
I love this family. I love this church.
Yo amo esta familia, esta iglesia.
Give honor to my wife and children tonight.
Doy honor a mi esposa y mis hijos.
And everybody that's in the room.
Y todos los que están en el cuarto.
Judges chapter 6 verse 22.
Jueces 6, 22.
The Bible says, and when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face." And the Lord said unto him, "Peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die." Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezerites. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, "Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it. And build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place. And take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down." Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was because he feared his father's household and the men of the city that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. When the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cut down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. I want to draw your attention back to verses 23 and 24.
Quiero poner atención a versos 23 y 24.
And the Bible says, and the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee. I want you to look to somebody and say, peace be unto you.
Quiero que veas a tu vecino, la paz sea contigo.
Fear not. Look at somebody and say, fear not.
Dile a tu vecino, dile, no
thou
temas.
Shall not die.
No morirás.
Then Gideon built an altar and there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Isaiah 9 and 6, many of us can quote this scripture, but the Bible says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Remember, he's talking about Jesus here. The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. With the help of the Holy Ghost tonight, I want to minister to New Life Church
and
everyone that's in this room right
a todos
now.
Los que están aquí.
And I want to preach
y les quiero predicar.
Fighting with Shalom.
Peleando con Shalom.
Place your Bibles to the side right now or pongan whatever device you're using. Help me tonight. Let's pray. I want you to pray for this pulpit. I'm going to pray for the pew. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for every person that's in this room tonight. Ooh, God, I thank you for what we have felt in this room, the witness of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for divine visitation and orchestration of your spirit that's in this room. I pray, oh God, that your word would fall on good ground. It would take root, oh God. I pray something supernatural would happen in these pews, oh God, in individuals and families and marriages and finances and in homes. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that we would leave this place differently than when we came. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And somebody shout in Jesus' name. Put your hands together one more time for the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to ask if our media team will help me to put that picture up.
Quiero pedir si pongan la imagen en el retrato.
I want to teach just a little bit and then we will preach.
Quiero enseñar un poco y luego voy a
predicar. I got to lay a little bit of groundwork.
Tengo que poner una fundación.
And so when we read Hebrew letters, we see that every letter has a purpose.
Cuando leemos las palabras en hebreo,
it has a purpose for the word that is derived from the letters.
Cada letra tiene un propósito.
Words are read from right to the left.
Las palabras son leídas del derecho al izquierdo.
Aside from our traditional English reading from left to right.
Es al revés que el inglés, que es izquierdo derecho.
There are four meanings to every script or letter.
Hay cuatro significanzas para cada letra.
A literal meaning.
Un significado literal.
A spiritual meaning.
Un significado espiritual.
A figurative meaning.
Un significado figurativamente.
And a hidden meaning.
Y un significado escondido.
The Hebrew word for peace is known as the word shalom.
La palabra hebrea de paz es shalom.
It's used to bless one another or greeting another, a fellow Jew.
Es usado para bendecir o para saludar.
Even to this day, when you go to Israel, they will greet you with shalom.
Aún este día, cuando vas a Israel, te dicen shalom.
Peace be unto you.
Pase ante ti.
So the majority of these letters take the form of what word they describe in literal form.
Las palabras toman la forma de lo que describen.
And so when reading from right to left, there are four characters that make up this Hebrew word shalom.
So cuando lees de la parte derecha a izquierda, hay cuatro partes que hacen esta palabra.
Remember, we are reading from right to left.
Acuérdate, estamos leyendo del derecho al izquierdo.
And so the first letter is shin.
La primera palabra es shin.
And again, it takes on the form of that letter, so they are very illustrative.
Y toma la forma de esa palabra.
And so that letter shin is supposed to look like teeth.
Esa palabra shin se tiene que ver como dientes.
The next letter is lamed.
La siguiente palabra es len.
And it's supposed to look like a staff.
La siguiente letra es como una vara.
Can you see it tonight?
Lo puedes ver esta noche.
The third letter is vav.
La tercera palabra es vav.
And it's supposed to look like a hook with a nail on top.
Y tiene que ser como un gancho con un clavo.
And the fourth Hebrew letter is mem.
Y la palabra, la letra cuarta es mim.
And it's supposed to look like a wave or flood waters.
Y se tiene que ver como una ola.
These, each letter, remember, has a definition.
Cada letra tiene una definición.
Stay with me tonight. Remember, this word is shalom.
Esta palabra es shalom.
Or in our English vernacular, it is peace.
O es paz.
Somebody shout peace.
Alguien grite paz.
Many of us think that peace is an emotion.
Muchos piensan que paz es una emoción.
But after tonight, I hope you have a different revelation.
Pero después de esta noche, espero que lo vean diferente.
And so these letters have definitions.
So estas letras tienen definiciones.
Again, we're reading from right to left.
Estamos leyendo de derecha a la izquierda.
Shin, the first letter, means to destroy or disrupt.
Shin quiere decir destruir o perturbar.
The second letter, lamed, means the authority over or of.
La siguiente palabra, lem, es autoridad de él.
The third letter, vav, means connected with or to.
La tercera letra es conectado a.
And mem means chaos and confusion.
Y mem es caos o confusión.
So when you say shalom or peace,
so cuando dices shalom o paz,
it has much more of a deeper meaning than an emotion.
Tiene un sentimiento más profundo que una emoción.
When you say peace,
cuando dices paz,
or when you say shalom,
o cuando dices shalom,
it means
significa
to destroy or disrupt,
para destruir o perturbar,
the authority of or over,
la autoridad de algo,
that which is connected to chaos and confusion,
de lo que está conectado al caos o confusión.
I want to remind somebody tonight that he's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Quiero acordar a alguien, es el mismo ayer, ahora y por siempre.
And he is still the Jehovah Shalom in this sanctuary.
Y aún es Jehová Shalom en este santuario.
That means he's the God that will disrupt everything that's connected to chaos and confusion.
Él es el Dios que perturba todo lo que está conectado con confusión.
I want to tell you tonight that God is peace.
Te voy a decir esta noche que Dios es paz.
Come on, I want you to give him some praise tonight.
Quiero que la alabes esta noche.
Carnal men will fight for peace.
Personas carnales pelean por paz.
But spiritual men will fight with peace.
Pero hombres espirituales pelean por paz.
I want you to hear that tonight.
Quiero que lo escuches esta noche.
The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
La Biblia dice que nuestras armas no son carnales.
But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Son poderosas en Dios.
I want to tell you tonight,
te quiero decir esta noche,
that if we get a revelation of what peace really is,
que si recibimos el entendimiento de que es paz,
it's a weapon for your Monday.
Es una arma para tu lunes.
It's a tool for your Tuesday.
Es una herramienta para tu martes.
It's an avenue for victory on your Wednesday.
Es una avenida para la victoria el miércoles.
It's a breakthrough for your Thursday.
Es una victoria para el jueves.
It's a helping hand on Friday.
Es una ayuda el viernes.
When Saturday rolls around, I've still got peace.
Y cuando viene el sábado, aún tengo paz.
Because it's not emotions or goosebumps.
Porque no son emociones.
But it's an attribute of who God is.
Pero es un atributo de quién es Dios.
And he's the one that's going to destroy that devil.
Él es el que va a destruir ese diablo.
The devil that's connected to the chaos
el
in your mind.
Que está conectado con el caos a tu
the
vida.
Devil that's connected to the disruption of your future.
El que está conectado a la destrucción de
that
tu futuro.
Devil that wants to bring up your past.
El diablo que quiere traer tu pasado.
He's the one that stands in the gap.
Él es el que se para en la brecha.
That's why we say he's the peace that passeth all understanding.
Es por eso decimos es la paz que pasa todo entendimiento.
In the story of Gideon that we read,
en la historia de Gedeón que leímos,
we see that the Midianites had spread themselves across the land.
Vemos que los Midianitas se esparcieron en la tierra.
The Midianites were known for being harvest thieves.
Los Midianitas eran conocidos que se roban la cosecha.
Ruining the land of its new growth and increase.
Arruinando la tierra de su aumento.
They were known for manipulating the crops.
Ellos manipulaban la cosecha.
But God sent a mighty man of valor.
Pero Dios mandó un hombre valiente.
To stand up in the middle of uncertainty,
para pararse en medio de la seguridad,
and to lead God's people into victory,
y guiar al pueblo a la victoria.
But there were some things that were required of Gideon.
Pero habían cosas requeridas de Gedeón.
He had to cut down the groves and the altar that was meant for Baal.
Tenía que cortar el altar que era de Baal.
I want to tell somebody tonight that you've got authority to cut some things down here in Birmingham.
Tú tienes autoridad esta noche para cortar cosas en Birmingham.
Come on, I want you to understand that the strong man knows what new life is all about.
Yo quiero que entiendas que el hombre fuerte de esta ciudad sabe lo que te tratas.
And you may say, well, I'm the smallest of the family.
Y tal vez dices, soy el más pequeño de la familia.
I'm out of the smallest family of the church.
Soy de la familia más pequeña de la iglesia.
Maybe you're the one that comes by yourself.
Tal vez el que se vienes tú solo.
And nobody else will come to church with
y nadie
you.
Más viene a la iglesia contigo.
But can I tell you tonight, you still got power.
Pero esta noche aún tienes poder.
I want to tell you tonight, you still got authority.
Esta noche todavía tienes autoridad.
As long as you've got the Holy Ghost, you still got dominion.
Si tienes el Espíritu Santo, tienes dominio.
Men sought to kill Gideon because of his obedience.
Los hombres querían matar a Gedeón por su desobediencia.
Baal wasn't doing anything for them anyhow.
Baal no estaba haciendo nada por ellos.
And we understand that Gideon would fleece God.
Y entendemos que Gedeón lo agradó.
He wanted confirmation.
Él quería confirmación.
And before he ever stepped into the role of a mighty man of valor,
y antes que entró a ser un hombre valiente,
he had to wear the badge of being a mighty man of valor.
Tenía que ponerse la bacha de ser
un hombre
valiente.
I want to tell somebody in this place, you got to know who you are tonight.
Tú tienes que saber quién eres tú esta noche.
You're an overcomer.
Tú eres un vencedor.
Well, that went over like a pregnant elephant. I want to tell somebody tonight.
Yo quiero decir a alguien esta noche.
You're an overcomer.
Tú eres un vencedor.
Do you believe the word of God tonight?
¿Tú crees la palabra esta noche?
That greater is he that's in you.
Mayor es el que está en ti.
Than he that's in Birmingham.
Que el que está en Birmingham.
Than he that's in the world.
Que el que está en el mundo.
Greater is he that's in you.
Mayor es el que está en ti.
Than any devil in hell trying to destroy your family.
Que cualquier diablo en el infierno que quiere destruirte.
32,000 men army.
32,000 personas.
Been dwindled down to 300.
Fueron bajados a 300.
I want to tell somebody tonight that sometimes God will cut your comfort zone.
A veces Dios corta tu comodidad.
Sometimes God, hallelujah, will cut you out of the equation.
A veces Dios te corta de la ecuación.
So that he can get the glory.
Para que él pueda recibir la gloria.
Gideon was known as the mighty man of valor.
Gedeón era conocido como el hombre valiente.
Valor means strength.
Valiente significa fuerza.
But I want to tell somebody tonight.
Pero le quiero decir a alguien esta noche.
That feels like I'm on my last bit of strength.
Que se siente que ya no tiene fuerza.
Somebody who feels like I only have a little bit left.
Alguien que nomás se siente que nomás tiene poquito.
The Bible declares that he is made perfect in my weakness.
La Biblia declara que él es perfecto en nuestra debilidad.
I want to tell you that you're frail. He gains his favor.
Te quiero decir que cuando tú eres débil, le agarras tu favor.
Gideon's army was frail in number.
El ejército de Gedeón era pequeño.
But they were still mighty through God.
Pero eran fuertes en Dios.
I want you to lift your hands in this room for just a moment.
Quiero que levanten sus manos por un momento.
There's opposition that wants to come against this word right now.
Hay oposición que quiere
the
venir.
Devil is a liar. Come
el
on, I wonder if the saints of God will begin to pray right now.
Quiero que los santos oren.
Come on, I wonder tonight if you can make those tools become a weapon.
O esta noche que tu herramienta sea una arma.
I wonder if you can take prayer and turn it into a weapon.
Que si puedes tomar oración y ponerlo en un arma.
Come on, I wonder if you can turn worship into a weapon for just a moment.
¿Por qué no tomas esa oración en un arma?
Come on, I wonder if you can take your voice and turn it into a weapon tonight.
Agarra tu voz y hazla un arma.
Come on, I want the devil to know that new life is here to stay.
Quiero que el diablo sepa que new life está aquí para quedarse.
I want the devil to know no. It doesn't just stop at paying a building off.
Quiero que el diablo sepa.
But we're taking territory.
Pero estamos tomando territorio.
Come on, this word is taking territory.
Esta palabra está tomando territorio.
I want to tell you tonight, peace will keep you grounded.
Te digo esta noche, la paz te da seguridad.
When the odds are against you.
Cuando están los números en contra de ti.
Jesus is the kind of peace that comforts you.
Jesús es la paz que te da comodidad.
When circumstances buffet you.
Cuando las circunstancias están en contra
it's
de ti.
It's peace with storms that you cannot change.
Es paz que viene.
But he's the one that steps on the scene.
Pero es el que viene a la escena.
And he declares, peace be still.
Y declara paz.
It was just that word.
Era esa palabra.
That stopped the chaos and confusion.
Que paró el caos y confusión.
I want to tell you, it's just one word tonight.
Nomás es una palabra esta noche.
And I bid you shalom in the name of Jesus.
Y te digo shalom en el nombre de Jesús.
I bid you shalom in the name of Jesus.
Yo te doy paz en el nombre de Jesús.
I know this church right now is in the fight of its life.
Yo sé que esta iglesia no pelea.
You're suspended between tragedy and triumph.
Estás entre tragedia y triunfo.
And you're stepping into a vein of spiritual
spiritual warfare.
Y estás metiéndote en la guerra espiritual.
But I want to give you some hope tonight.
Pero te quiero dar esperanza esta noche.
You're not going in this battle alone.
No vas a pelear tú solo.
But peace is walking with you.
Pero paz está caminando contigo.
You're not fighting for peace tonight.
No estás peleando por la paz.
But as you go home, you're going to be fighting with peace.
Pero cuando te vas a la casa, vas a pelear con
paz. If your marriage is upside down, get peace in the middle of it.
Si tu matrimonio está en problemas.
If your finances are struggling, get peace in the middle of it.
Si tus finanzas tienen problemas, mete la paz.
If your health is struggling, get peace in the middle of it.
Si tu salud está batallando, mete la paz en medio.
There was a lady I met just a few months back.
Había una mujer que conocí hace unos meses.
She was in North Carolina.
Estaba en Norte Carolina.
And she was diagnosed with cancer.
Y tenía cáncer.
And it was terminal.
Y era terminal.
But as her family began to weep in the waiting room,
pero mientras su familia empezaba a llorar,
she began to tell every doctor and every nurse,
empezó a decir a todo doctor y enfermera,
I've got peace.
Tengo paz.
When her family walked into the room,
cuando su familia entró al cuarto,
They were crying and falling all over her.
Estaban llorando y cayéndose.
And she told them, dry your tears.
Y ella le dijo, no lloren.
I've got peace.
Tengo paz.
When she was taking the chemotherapy,
cuando le llevaron a quimioterapia,
it was breaking her body down.
Estaba quebrando a su cuerpo.
But as people felt sorry for her,
pero mientras la gente se sentía triste,
she continued to declare,
ella continuaba a declarar,
I've got peace.
Tengo paz.
Can I tell you today,
te puedo decir este día,
that the Holy Ghost spoke to her,
que el Espíritu le habló,
and told her, well, if you have peace,
y le dijo, si tienes paz,
you can come off the chemotherapy.
Puedes salir de la quimioterapia.
And so she began to believe God for her miracle.
Se empezó a creer a Dios por el milagro.
Oh God, I wonder if there's somebody who will believe that God's still a miracle worker.
Oh, si alguien cree que Dios obra milagros.
As she came off of her medication,
cuando salió de su medicamento,
the doctors and the nurses were in an uproar.
Estaban ellos confundidos.
And she told them, I already told you once.
Y les dije, ya te dije una vez,
I've got peace.
Tengo paz.
And so it was time for them to check her levels.
Era tiempo que le checaran sus niveles.
She went in for a checkup.
Y fue para el revisar.
And when she got back to her room,
y cuando llegó a su cuarto,
she was waiting on the results.
Estaba esperando los resultados.
And she began to pray to Jehovah Shalom.
Y empezó a orar a Jehovah Shalom,
the God of peace.
El Dios de la paz.
And she said, Lord,
y dijo, Señor,
I've obeyed you up to this point.
Te he obedecido hasta ahorita.
I've done my part, God.
Yo he hecho mi parte, Dios.
Now you do yours.
Ahora tú haz la tuya.
God. Just a few moments later,
unos momentos después,
the doctors came in with her paperwork.
El doctor entró con el papel.
And on the manila envelope,
y en el sobre amarillo,
as the doctor turned it around,
cuando el doctor lo estaba volteando,
he wrote in big letters,
puso en grandes letras,
peace,
paz.
And as he pulled the results out of that envelope,
y cuando sacó los resultados de la sobre,
he had a big smile on his face.
Tenía una sonrisa en su rostro.
And he said, the cancer is gone.
El cáncer ya no está.
We can't find a trace of it.
No podemos encontrarlo.
I want to tell somebody tonight,
le quiero decir a alguien esta noche,
that's in the fight for their life,
que está peleando por su vida,
that peace wants to fight with you,
que paz quiere pelear contigo.
When you're in your... Hallelujah, when you're on the doctor's bed,
cuando estás en el doctor,
when you may feel like I'm on my deathbed,
cuando te sientes que te estás muriendo,
I've got peace.
Yo tengo paz.
When I'm broken hearted,
cuando estoy quebrado el corazón,
I've got peace.
Tengo paz.
In my insecurity,
en mi inseguridad,
I've got peace.
Tengo paz.
It's time for some of you to start walking with peace.
Es tiempo que algunos caminen con paz.
It's time for you to start walking with peace.
Es tiempo que camines con paz.
Oh God, I'm talking to somebody tonight.
Estoy hablando con alguien esta noche.
God's about to wreck your world tonight.
Dios va a cambiar tu mundo.
Because it's time for you to stop pacing in the living room.
Porque es tiempo que pares de caminar.
It's time for you to stop trying to add up the numbers.
Es tiempo que pares de caminar.
Come on, I'm talking to a daddy that's in this room right now.
Estoy hablando con un padre que está en la casa.
It's time for you to stop worrying about how we're going to pay this bill and that bill.
No te preocupes de cómo vas a pagar los biles.
Don't you remember you've got the Holy Ghost?
¿Qué no te acuerdas? Tienes el Espíritu.
Don't you remember your father?
¿No te acuerdas tu padre?
He owns a cattle on a thousand hills.
Él es el dueño de todo el oro.
Don't you understand tonight,
lady? ¿Qué tienes esta noche?
It's time for you to get authority.
Es tiempo que agarres autoridad.
It's time for you to get authority over that fear.
Es tiempo que agarres autoridad sobre ese miedo.
It's time for you to drive out that devil out of your bedroom.
Es tiempo que quites ese diablo de tu cuarto.
It's time for you to tell the devil there's only room for one.
Es tiempo que le quites ese diablo y le digas a Dios espacio para
uno. And his name is Jesus.
Y su nombre es Jesús.
It's not the will of God.
No es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to be as stressed as you have been.
Para que estés estresado como estás.
I'm talking to somebody right now in this room.
Estoy hablando a alguien en este cuarto.
Oh God, reveal, show them to me right now, God. It's not the will of God.
No es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to be wandering around with all these migraines.
Que estés preocupado con ese dolor de cabeza.
Because of all the stress that overwhelms you.
Por todos esos problemas que tienes en tu vida.
It's not the will of God.
No es la voluntad de Dios.
That spirit of infirmity.
Que ese espíritu de enfermedad.
Drives you to a place of prayerlessness.
Te lleve a un lugar de desesperamiento.
Because of how weary you are.
Porque estás muy cansado.
I want to tell you there's a visitation that's about to take place tonight.
Hay una visitación que va a venir ahorita.
Jehovah Shalom's about to walk up and down these aisles.
Jehová Shalom va a caminar por aquí.
Jesus. Ooh, the healer's in the house right now. Come on, lift up your hands right
Levanten
now.
Sus manos ahorita.
It's time for those nightmares to stop.
Es tiempo que paren esas pesadillas.
Come on, I know what happened in the past.
Yo sé lo que pasó en el pasado.
It was ugly and it should have never happened to you.
Era feo, nunca hubiera pasado.
But Jehovah Shalom about to lay in your bed tonight.
Pero Jehová Shalom se va a acostar
Come
contigo.
On, it's time for you to stop reliving that nightmare over and over again.
Es tiempo que pares esas pesadillas.
Come on, it's time for you to stop entertaining fear.
Es tiempo que pares con ese miedo.
I'm fighting with peace tonight.
Estoy peleando con paz esta noche.
At the end of this morning service,
al final de este servicio en la mañana,
I sat beside my wife.
Me senté a un lado de mi esposa.
And I just began to look at you, beautiful people, fellowship.
Y empecé a mirar a ustedes conviviendo.
And I got a burden.
Y agarré una carga.
Spirit of God began to talk to me about peace.
El Espíritu me habló de paz.
And it was though I looked up in this room.
Y miré a este cuarto y miré.
And I began to look at the ceiling.
Y empecé a mirar el techo.
And it was like the Lord took me back to my childhood.
Y era como que Dios me llevó para mi juventud.
When I was in elementary school.
Cuando estaba en la escuela primaria.
One of my favorite activities in gym.
Una de mis actividades favoritas en el gimnasio.
Was to take the parachute.
Era tomar el paracaídas.
And we'd all get a hold of that parachute, that round parachute.
Y todos agarramos ese paracaídas redondo.
And we began to lift it up and down.
Levantar para arriba y para abajo.
Up and down.
Para arriba y para abajo.
But my favorite part of lifting up that parachute.
Pero mi parte favorita de levantar eso.
Bishop Sutton.
Obispo.
I loved it when they said you get to sit on top of it.
Me gustaba cuando decía te puedes sentar arriba.
Everybody would lift up on the count of three.
Todos levantaban a la tres.
And you would take a step forward.
Y tomabas un paso.
And you'd begin to put it under you.
Y lo pasabas a poner abajo de ti.
And you would sit down on the edge.
Y te sentabas en la orilla.
And it would just mushroom.
Y se ponía alrededor.
And you're sitting inside. See, some of you are smiling. Y'all going back to your childhood right now.
Algunos están sonriendo ahorita.
And you would sit and you would look at all the beautiful colors
y mirabas
inside.
Todos los colores bonitos adentro.
Inside of that dome.
Adentro de esa cosa.
And all the kids are giggling and looking at one another.
Y todos los niños sonriéndose, mirándose.
And it's a place of sheer joy.
Y es un lugar de gozo.
Oh God. I'll tell you what I saw today.
Te digo lo que vi esta mañana.
I saw a blue mushroom that was coming down on this congregation.
Miré como un hongo azul sobre esta congregación.
And I said, God, what does this mean?
Y dije, Dios, ¿qué significa eso?
And I told my wife
y le dije a mi esposa
what I had just seen.
Lo que yo acabo de ver.
And she began to look in the 67th book of the Bible.
Ella empezó a mirar el 67 libro de la Biblia.
Which is Google.
Que es Google.
And she looked up.
Y miró para arriba.
What that color blue means.
Lo que significa ese color azul.
I got some of y'all. Y'all were looking for it right there. But that color blue.
Pero ese color azul
is synonymous.
Es sinónimo.
With tranquility.
Con tranquilidad.
That color blue.
Ese color azul
is synonymous.
Es sinónimo.
With peace.
Con paz.
And I want to tell this church tonight.
Le quiero decir a esta iglesia esta noche.
That I don't know what's waiting for you tomorrow.
Yo no sé qué está esperando mañana.
I don't know what's coming in the next couple weeks.
Yo no sé qué viene en las semanas que vienen.
I don't know if it's going to be prosperity or death.
Yo no sé si es prosperidad o muerte.
If it's going to be favor or famine.
Si es favor o caquez.
But what I will tell you tonight.
Pero lo que te digo esta noche.
Is that the Prince of Peace is about to set foot in this room.
Es que el Príncipe de Paz se va a meter aquí ahorita.
And there's about to be a blanket that's about to mushroom on top of all of us.
Y va a haber un hongo que viene sobre todos nosotros.
If there's anybody in this room that needs peace,
si hay alguien que necesita paz,
I wonder if you can just grab a hold of the Spirit right
si
now.
Puedes agarrar ese espíritu
ahorita. I wonder if you can just begin to lift up your hands
si
right
puedes
now.
Levantar tus manos ahorita.
Come on, there's some of you, maybe your life is good right now.
Algunos, tal vez estás bien ahorita.
But for the rest of us that need peace,
pero para los demás que necesitamos paz,
I'm telling you right now in the name of Jesus,
te digo ahorita en el nombre de Jesús,
that you're going to go home with shalom.
Te vas a ir con la casa con shalom.
That Jehovah Shalom is about to get involved.
Jehová Shalom se va a meter.
And people are going to wonder,
y las personas se van a preguntar,
how do you have peace,
¿cómo tienes paz,
with this diagnosis,
cuando tienes este diagnóstico,
how do you have peace,
¿cómo tienes paz,
in the middle of this chaos,
en medio de este caos,
how do you have peace,
¿cómo tienes paz,
in the midst of this storm,
en medio de esta canción,
how do you have peace,
¿cómo tienes paz,
when your marriage looks like it does,
cuando tu matrimonio se ve así,
how do you have peace,
¿cómo tienes paz,
when your baby's in the hospital,
cuando tu bebé está en el hospital,
how do you have peace,
¿cómo tienes paz,
when you're in so much pain,
cuando tienes tanto dolor,
you're going to have a testimony tonight.
Vas a tener testimonio esta noche.
Come on, church, pray.
Pongas a orar, iglesia.
Come on, lift up your voice and pray.
Levanten su voz y oren.
Come on, I wonder if there's somebody that'll connect with your neighbor and begin to pray right now.
Si alguien se conecta con su vecino y ora ahorita.
Come on, this is a peace that passeth all understanding.
Es una paz que pasa todo entendimiento.
Come on, you're not going to be able to comprehend what's happening right now.
No vas a poder comprender lo que está pasando.
Come on. Some of you walked in this place.
Algunos llegaron aquí.
On unsteady ground. But God's about to be your firm foundation.
Pero Dios va a ser tu roca firme.
Come on, some of you walked in this place.
Algunos llegaron aquí.
With uncertainty.
Con inseguridad.
But Jehovah Shalom has stepped into the room.
Pero Jehová Shalom entró al cuarto.
Some of you have walked into this place.
Algunos entraron aquí.
With more questions than answers.
Con más preguntas que respuestas.
But Jehovah Shalom's about to get involved.
Pero Jehová Shalom se va a meter.
Come on, there's people in this house that's dying for peace.
Hay personas aquí que quieren paz.
But instead of dying for peace, you're going to be fighting with it.
Pero de querer paz la vas
you're
a pelear
be
con
fighting
paz.
With it.
Vas a pelear con paz.
You're going to be fighting with it.
Vas a pelear con
come
paz.
On, pray church, pray young
pongas
people.
Orar, iglesia, come pongas on. Orar.
Come on, there's a sovereign move of God in this house.
Hay un movimiento soberano de Dios ahorita.
Come on, I need peace. I need peace.
Necesito paz. Necesito paz.
Come on, you need peace tonight.
Tú necesitas paz esta
come
noche.
On, Jehovah Shalom's about to get involved.
Jehová Shalom se va a meter ahorita.
Come on, I want everybody to stand to your feet right now.
Quiero que todos se pongan de pie.
Come on, I want you to throw up your hands and lift up your voice in
quiero
this
que
house.
Levanten su mano y levanten su voz.
Come on, I'm going home different.
Me voy a la casa diferente.
Come on, I prophesy that those migraine headaches will stop tonight.
Yo profetizo que ese dolor de cabeza se va a parar.
Come on, I prophesy it in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús lo profetizo.
I prophesy it in the name of Jesus.
Lo profetizo en el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, I rebuke those panic attacks right now.
Reprendo esos pensamientos.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
I've got Jehovah Shalom.
Yo tengo Jehová Shalom.
I rebuke that spirit of fear off of you.
Reprendo ese espíritu de miedo.
I've got Jehovah Shalom.
Yo tengo Jehová Shalom.
I've got Jehovah Shalom.
Yo tengo Jehová Shalom.
I bind that spirit of doubt off
yo
of you.
Yo ato ese espíritu de duda.
I've got Jehovah Shalom.
Yo tengo Jehová Shalom.
Pray, 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 pray.
Vamos a orar, orar, orar.
Come on, there's joy that's found in the Holy Ghost.
Hay gozo que se encuentra en el Espíritu.
Come on, there's